want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this November 26, 2017, Sunday edition. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com are the main news sites. PrisonPlanet.com is the backup. I hope you don't take this broadcast for granted, because, quite frankly, I do. And I'm my own best bellwether of the problems we face. I'm our best friend and our worst friend. I think we all are our best friend and our worst friend at certain times in our lives, respectively, because we really do have our finger on the pulse. We really have studied how they're operating. We're aware of the gargantuan, massive nature of the attempted crime they're engaged in against humanity and the type of scum that have been recruited into these societies of evil to carry out unspeakable activities against their fellow humans. But then I forget to get on air and really point out to you the massive effect that we're all having together rebooting this republic and bringing up common sense information. My head is spinning, quite frankly, right now on where to go and what to cover, because I've got too much news here. If we look at Black Friday and grown men fighting over toy trucks and people getting seriously injured over fake deals, and then you realize that they wouldn't stand up and they wouldn't fight for their own family or their own country, and you see the arrogance, you see the soullessness, you see the sickness in so many people's eyes out there, a lot of it because modern civilization is so easy, it automatically corrupts us. And I don't sit back and see the decadence of the general public and feel like I'm on some proverbial high mountain like Moses looking down at the sinners running around with their golden calf. I just wonder what it's like to not know you're fallen and to not be aware of it and to wonder why you're not fulfilled, because all you do is chase after things of this world. And it's not that things of this world are overall bad. It's that if you're only chasing after them and that's your goal, it's empty and you're easily controlled by it. And the globalists know that. They want control of your mind. They want control of your intellect. They want control of your worldview. They want control over your will. And what we're talking about here with the globalist are individuals that want control of our wills. And that's so fundamental that we have to really guard our wills and guard our spirit and not let people control and run our destinies. We have to ask, where is this all coming from? What is the agenda here? What is its end game? And when you realize that, it's so incredibly empowering, but also at the same time, very, very painful. You know, I watch mainstream media say that Trump's a liar about this and Trump's a liar about that. And Trump is so refreshingly honest in almost everything he's done that it isn't about worshiping Trump or some cult of personality. It's about the refreshingness of how honest Trump's been. And then it's just so disgusting to see how they lie. And also the optimism, but also delivering on the optimism, his Thanksgiving message versus somebody like Bernie Sanders. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday global transmission, the last Sunday show of November 2017. Hard to believe, only a month and 4 days left, and we are into 2018. I remember being a little kid, it seemed like Christmas never came, or my birthday never came, or a school trip that I wanted to go on, a field trip never came, or a date with a girlfriend, you know, it was coming up in a couple weeks, would never come, the prom. My parents would say, enjoy the slow passage of time, my son, because the older you get, the faster it goes. But it's not just that I'm getting older. They have a lot of different studies and logarithmic analyses out there that show, because of computers and technology and just how fast-paced things are, the rate of change. And also the fact that we have less and less quiet time is creating the perception that time is moving much, much quicker. That said, before I get into all this huge news and what happened on Black Friday and John Conyers stepping down and just how crazy all of this is getting, and the next big shoe to drop that we're going to break here. To watch the media call President Trump a liar or question everything he says and everything he does, when it's the known liars, the known discredited groups that are the ones doing the questioning. By the way, I think it's absolutely right to question Trump and to not believe what he says. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's what keeps the politicians honest. Not just Trump, but the people around him. A lot of times he's not aware of somebody going sideways on him until he gets told about it. I have personally witnessed it at least 5 or 6 times where I've directly told the president about something. He says, I've written it down. I'm going to look into it. Are you sure that's right, Alex? And I'm like, yes, sir. And then days later, word for word, he researches it, he comes out, and he addresses it. They call that easily influenced, or he believes the last thing he heard. No. When he gets told about a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted, he goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does. You notice he'll be on the campaign trail. People are handing him stuff, or he'll start writing things down, just talking to an old black lady or old white guy or a young woman. You see Trump writing things down. He's obsessed with what people tell him. At his hotels and his condos, Trump routinely would just walk around for hours and just write down what people think and what they say, and then blow up at people about, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't respond fast enough when their water heater was out. I was reading a story years ago, when I was first looking into Trump, about Trump when he had a new hotel opening. He went through every hotel room in the building because he'd paid for white and black marble. And sure enough, he had a feeling that they might, and on a few of the smaller rooms and side areas, they had cheap green, quote, Chinese, is what the quote was, marble. And he blew up. And he said, that's not the armoires I paid for, and that's not the marble I paid for. And he goes, and my customers are going to get the white marble. And the point is that he's the type of OCD when it comes to details that we need. And the fact that he's listening to the people isn't some negative thing. He wants to actually hear what you're saying and what's going on with you. So it's not like something special that I've told Trump stuff, he's gone and looked into it, and then when he found out it was true, responded. Because he does that on the campaign trail. You'll see him talking to somebody, he'll go, pulls out a yellow pad with a marker and starts writing on it. And he'll just have pockets full of it. He gets on his jet and then just pulls them out and starts looking at it, and then talks to an aide, has them go look it up for him, and bring it back to him. It's not just people bringing the president news clippings. He says, I want this looked into. I want that looked into. I want this looked into. I want that looked into. Until 2 a.m. most nights, he's in there checking stuff. Now, why is all this so important? they're taking everything he does now and questioning it like, is it true? When even the mainstream media up until now had to admit, okay, at least we've got somebody actually doing what he said he'd do. He's crazy, he's bad, blah, blah, blah. But he's actually believes in what he's doing and he's actually trying to do all these things. No one has really denied that Trump, they've had British Parliament hearings about it, about this is the first time somebody's going to be hated and loathed for doing what they said they'd do. He's executed 50% of what he said he'd do, not even 1 year in office. He's 11 months in office right now, like 10 and a half. January 20th, he'll be a year. He's not even a year into office. He's gotten half done what he said he would. But they have news shows going, Trump lied again, saying the economy turned around. They don't show facts. They don't show statistics. They show nothing. They just move on like he lied. And you're like, but it'd take me an hour to rattle off all the accomplishments. I've got a whole bunch of new ones here today. But again, that's them hoping you're not paying attention when lies so fast. Or it's well known how Time Magazine operates. They call you up a month before the new issue comes out in January or late December, and they say, we'd like you to be our person of the year. Are you going to give us interviews and pose for photos? Just like he did last year, he was person of the year. And Trump said, and I'm familiar with how Time does it. It's well known. It's been prestigious until about a decade ago. Now it's a joke. But everybody knows you pose for a photo, you do a big exclusive interview. And Trump said, no, thank you. I don't want to give you big exclusives. I don't have time. They came out and they didn't call him a liar. They said, well, that's not exactly how we do it. We didn't tell him he was picked exactly. Well, that's what he said. He said, we think you're the one. There's so many lies here. The media then runs with it and says Trump got caught lying, saying he was Time Man of the Year. If they didn't pick him, it'd be a joke. But the point is, they're not prestigious. They laid off half their employees this year. 4 years ago, they laid off 40%. That means they're 10% of what they were 4 years ago. They need Trump. Time Magazine needs Trump. Trump doesn't need them. But again, they make this much ado about nothing about how Trump wants to be Time Magazine Man of the Year and he's obsessed with it, when in truth, he told you he was being spied on illegally. They said it was all a big lie. Turned out it was true. Told you he'd win because the polls internally showed he was. He did win. Told you he'd get 3% growth rate. They said he never would. He did it. Should I list all the other things he's been right about? Won the Supreme Court ruling on the unvetted Islamic countries. On and on and on. He's been winning 9 times out of 10. He's gotten half his agenda through. Reagan didn't get half his agenda through in 8 years. He stalled out. Already greater than Reagan. Just a fact. If you look at real numbers. I can't believe he's gone this far. But they make a huge thing about, oh, he claims he's Time Magazine, but oh, that's ridiculous. Who's next? The dog catcher? He already was last year. He knows it's a fraud. He knows it's a joke. He knows it's stupid. He says, no. You've been lying about me. They turn around and say, well, we did call him, but we don't remember the conversation like that. Oh, yeah, right. Of course they wanted him to be Time Magazine Man of the Year. Here's another one. Again, this is all petty stuff, but it shows how petty they are and what liars they are. How hashtag Piegate is the latest example of the Trump administration's credibility being called into question. LA Times. Piegate. All Trump's been doing is delivering and being open and telling the truth over and over again. He said Comey was the leaker. It was true. He said Mueller killed a criminal investigation of the Clintons. Uranium One. It was true. All of it. But again, they turn into a thing about, did she really bake a pie for her family? Because the left hates family more than anything. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I have incredible incredible, important news medically, economically, socially, militarily to cover across the board. We've got major Islamic terror attacks killing hundreds a day, taking place for a week straight. Bombings in Nigeria, huge bombings in Egypt, bombings in Iraq, bombings in Syria, mass shootings, thousands of dead total, hundreds and hundreds per attack. And nowhere in the media does it ever say it's Islamic. And it gets worse. I saw this headline yesterday on CNN, "Where is sexual harassment worse in the world?" And before I even read the article, it's a big, thick report, I knew it would never say under Islam. And it actually says, curiously, we have no data out of the Middle East. We have no data out of North Africa. I mean, you even know how sick they are. Look at that. There it is. Sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. And you actually read it. Because there's a total prohibition against showing any black-on-white crime or showing any Islamic attacks on women when women can't drive cars, have their vaginas cut off, the front of their vagina cut off. I mean, and I knew before I read it, I said it will not talk about Islam wholesale enslaving women, and it didn't. It talked about America being the worst. Woo! America is where women are treated the best in the world, hands down, except maybe Switzerland or England. I mean, you go to the war memorials in Germany or the war memorials in France or Britain, and it's all a goddess standing with her hand outstretched to a huge pylon that's got the number of dead on it, and it's all a sacrifice to her. You want to get into the real religion of the West, Columbia, Diana, all of it. I mean, it's goddess worship. The West has put women on a pedestal, and now that's all being torn down. You want the whole mystery school? What's, you know, what's out at the little church in England and the whole Holy Grail and what is it and all that? And then that's what's sick about this is the true movement to put women on a pedestal is under attack because that's what the West is. That's the truth. I mean, any initiate of the mystery schools knows that. That's why this whole attack claiming that the globalists are taking the West over to empower women is the greatest fraud the world has ever seen. It's a raving joke. So you read that article in CNN. And it literally says, strangely, North Africa's quiet. We don't know how it is for women there. Oh, no, they're sold on slave blocks. Their genitals are cut off. They have no rights. They're seen as animals. I mean, you know full well what it is, CNN. You won't show the women being sold as slaves. You might show the men being sold in Tripoli. See, I said I'd cover that later, and I'm kind of covering it now, but I've got my stack of news. But see, oh, they're equating somebody hitting on a woman or somebody walking around in their dressing room, out towards the edge of their dressing room in their underwear, they're equating that with pedophilia and rape and men being forcibly grabbed on or women or total blackout on Islam. And that's what's so frustrating, that before I even read an article on CNN, I know they won't touch Islam. Or if they mention anything happening to women in a country, they won't tell you, by the way, it's out of the Quran. Now, that said, let's get into attacks on the family. I didn't even do this on purpose, but my wife said, hey, you know, your listeners love to see you doing family stuff. Your biggest tweet ever was you at 4th of July a couple years ago. Alex, you never do it. Send out a tweet. So I pulled the turkey out of the oven at my parents' house, and I said, okay, here it is. I tweeted that. I wasn't even thinking. She said, hey, let's tweet another one of you know, us and the family. I didn't check it till later in the evening. It was the most vile hate I've ever seen from the left. Oh, are you by yourself on Thanksgiving? You had your kids taken away. like the media said, totally made up fake news. Oh, and I hadn't even tweeted the picture of the kids on purpose to counter that. I'd done it right after that. They didn't respond to the one with me and my children. You see the photos at Real Alex Jones. They responded to the one where I pulled a turkey out. And to them, it was a celebration saying, you don't have a family. You're all alone. Well, what does the Facebook algorithm say? What did Sean Parker talk about and confirm last month? I guess earlier this month. He said, our algorithm is to exploit you, keep you alone, desperate, not have family, but also attack family and hate anyone that has one. That's what it is. It's a zombie horde of people that don't have family, that hate you if you have family, and then that reveled in a photo of me alone right next to one with me with family in a simulated victory that I didn't have my children, which, again, is total fake news. Just like the Joe Barton news. We didn't put out video of Joe Barton naked. Then I saw the media spinning and lying about it. I took it down. Because they would just use the fact that I even posted the fact that there was video. I said, look, here we have the video of Joe Barton. Here's his face. You can see it moving, but I'm not going to show it to you. Had paper all over it. Even the neocon site saw it, lied, and said, oh, Jones showed it. Because, again, they want to prey on you. They want to manipulate. They've been taught, like Gruber was teaching at universities, how to lie to the public. And had all the professors and graduate students there saying, please teach us how to lie. Teach us how to prey on people. They think that's how you get ahead, not being honorable, not telling, lies, telling the truth. They think that's all bad. They think telling lies, being a fraud, they think that's a good thing. Now the media says, I posted the still images. No, we didn't. Didn't do that either. But again, that's how desperate they are. So you have Piegate. With Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying, you know, my family loved my pie, and they said, oh, you don't have a family event. You don't cook pies, lady. Attacking her womanhood, attacking the fact. I mean, we bought some pies. We also cooked some pies. We love cooking pies. My daughters and my son, we love making apple strudel, or we love making pumpkin pie or strawberry pie or cherry pie. I mean, we do it all the time. But the point is, they can't imagine that people actually sit there and do that. They want to say she's a liar because she doesn't want to show her private family and just puts out an image of a pie. They want to hijack her on her family and say it doesn't exist because that's what they don't have. And that's what zombies don't have brains. They want your brains. See the allegory, the parallel, the archetype? They don't have families. They want your family gone. That's why they're so dangerous. All right, when we come back, I am going to get into all the Islamic news, Black Friday news, and so much more. Stay with us.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I wasn't joking earlier when I said that CNN had a big cover story. Sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. And there's nothing about oppression of women, murder of women, women being sold, women being gang raped, women being mutilated. It's all about men asking women out. That's now worse than rape. And I said this months ago when all this started breaking. I said the pedophile news is breaking. It's breaking all over the world, how they're using it to control governments. Trump is busting them in mass. They're getting busted in mass in Europe. They're going to change the subject into sexual harassment and sexual assault. Then they're going to move that on to just men asking women out and toxic masculinity. And now you see the TV ads and the shaving ads attacking women and, I mean, attacking men and the rollouts. This is how they try to change the subject. So here's CNN, sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. Nothing about women in seven different Muslim countries being sold at slave auctions. Anybody can search engine that and find mainstream news, but CNN will not touch it. They finally showed some men being sold last week in Libya at a slave auction. But they've had late night comics go, what's Jones talking about slave blocks? Women being sold on blocks. What's that mean? It means up on a, you march them up on top of a block. It's called a slave block. But make a joke about it, see, and it's funny. And as long as you're liberal making jokes about women and sex slavery, then it's cute. Because after all, Obama and Hillary funded the Arab Spring to run around and murder all the non-radical Muslims and Christians and put hundreds of thousands of women into sex slavery conservatively and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. It's okay, though, as long as it's liberal. But if you control F this article and keyword search Islam or Muslim 000 in an 8-page article, sexual harassment, how it stands around the globe. Nothing about Islam. Imagine my shock when it's the industrial use of interpretations of Islam that is oppressing women. And it says nothing about it. In fact, they say, oh, North Africa, we don't have any numbers. Sorry, we don't know if women are abused there. That's where women are lower than dogs. Middle East and North Africa. One region where the Me Too campaign has been somewhat quieter is the Arab world. You mean the Muslim world. They say experts believe that it's as rife as other regions. Oh, but that there's no data. As rife. There's more abuse of women going on under Islam than the whole rest of the planet combined. But the globalists have looked at demographics. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. The average Muslim has 6 children. By 2025, 3 billion Muslims, and they border Europe. The deal's been made. And it goes on. Nothing about Muslims. Talk about control. Then CNN that helped cover up for everybody and their dog abusing women. They're now going to sit there and tell you about how, oh, we've got to go after all the unwanted advances, not the pedophilia, not the rape, not the child sex slavery, the unwanted advances. That's what mammals do. But they, again, they've conflated that. Meanwhile, I'm going to play one of these clips. Nancy Pelosi calls Roy Moore a child molester. No videos, no photos. Him saying that he did court 17-year-old women. That's old-fashioned. I think it's a little creepy. But, you know, if you had a story about Islam and 9-year-olds being in arranged marriages and how bad it was, and next up, Roy Moore's a creep, then I'd listen. But you got girls double the age or more of what the Muslims are involved in, and then you want me to just sit there, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore. And then meanwhile, oh, my gosh, 17-year-old women who've been having their periods for 3-4 years, I still think it's a little creepy. But you're going to, nothing about Islam, though. Nothing about imams in the U.S. sexually mutilating thousands of girls. Nothing about arranged marriages here in the U.S. or the U.K. You have no credibility, CNN. And Pelosi, who came to Congress with nothing. Her husband had nothing when she got to Congress. Her husband's worth $2 billion. She's worth hundreds of millions, and that's not counting what she put in tax-free foundations because she's a philanthropist like everybody else that doesn't pay taxes. There's 3 times the millionaires and billionaires in Congress than there is Republicans that are Democrats. They're the rich people. They're the elites. They're the control arm. They're the boss. They're the scum. They're the problem. They're the cancer. They want the monopoly. Pelosi defends Clinton, Conyers, Franklin, calls Roy Moore a child molester, calls John Conyers an icon. What, of destroying Michigan and being a blithering idiot? We're not finished yet. LAPD predicts even bigger name stars will face sex crime probes as it reveals there are 28 open investigations in Hollywood. LAPD chief expects more high-profile Hollywood sex crime allegations. Weinstein inquiry. Police department likely to join forces. A panic's not the answer. We're at imminent risk of turning this Me Too movement into a rush to blame all men. Well, that's the plan. Al Franken, shame but back to work. On and on and on. Again, they're mixing asking women out with raping men and women and children. They're mixing it all together. Representative John Conyers steps down from committee leadership position amid harassment accusations. It's far worse than that. It's sex allegations. It's flying women in on the dime. It's corruption. I got big Robert Mueller news coming up, too, but let's go ahead and play that clip since I mentioned it. Here's Pelosi, who usually can't even get a word in edgewise, who can't even hardly talk, another doddering, corrupt poster child for corruption, saying Roy Moore is a child molester. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton flew around on an airplane with kidnapped children. The Secret Service agent, Dan Bongino, is threatening to release the information. That broke Friday, Infowars.com. And they're the ones surrounded by pedophiles, and it's Hillary supporting pedophiles and representing pedophiles and making jokes about pedophiles that raped little girls so hard it shattered their cervix and made their body come out on the ground. But again, it's all a big joke to these people, CNN and Meryl Streep, that defends pedophiles and all of them. But the chickens are coming home to roost, scum. But you're too out of control. You're too arrogant. You're too daughtery to ever give up. And that's what's even better, is because Hillary and Pelosi and all of you are great poster childs for what you are. Sick, decrepit, mummy, vampire, filthy, gangster slime bags who are too stupid to get that mainstream media is hated and discredited, that mainline corporations are hated, that all of you are hated, that the NFL is hated, that Hollywood's hated, that everyone is breaking with you who has a brain. All the dumb trendies out there, all the mindless fools, all the old people, and we got the best old people listening that are great patriots, the backbone of the country that woke folks up about the globalists before anybody else did. But you got the old folks that get super wise, like Gandalf or like the archetype, you know, of Obi-Wan Kenobi, or you got the really evil, stupid, closed-minded old people. And man, I sit around and hear the liberal supporters of the establishment. They're all old, weird, stupid, slow people that are already dead. You're sitting at a dinner table with them. They're not even alive. They're in some weird, narcissistic, unself-aware fantasy land where they're having conversations that they're listening to for their own benefit. They're not even talking to you. You are nothing but a prop for them to feel official. These people it's gone. They're yesterday's news. I don't have time to get to Pelosi. I'll come back after break and play it. Then I'm going to juxtapose Trump and his Thanksgiving Day message to the troops that they demonized and attacked versus Bernie Sanders, who, you know, can't swindle enough universities and suck them dry or run enough scams, you know, him and his con artist wife, another group of carpet-bagging scumbag, scallywag, filth up there flim-flamming everybody. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. You want the straight dope, you're getting it.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, when we say we're the heart of the resistance, that's not like we're bragging. We're like in the middle of one hell of a fight here. We need your prayers. We need your support. Whatever it is you can do. We're not giving in to these tyrants. We're not giving in to their intimidation. And in the near future, I'll be able to reveal some of the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. And look, I asked for it all. I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the fight is here. And the enemy knows we got their number, and they're swinging for the fences, and so are we. And so I am your humble servant. We're all in this together, and I want to thank you for joining us and being part of the broadcast and spreading the word, because they hate me because they hate you. They know you're the Americans and people of other nations, of every human condition. I don't want to say every race, color, and creed. We're one race, the human race. I could say of every human breed. It's like dogs are all dogs or different breeds, but we're all humans. We bleed red blood. We want the same future for our children. And we're blind to evil, corrupt people because we're not like that. But if you just change the dimension look and warp things and get in their mindset, then it's all crystal clear. And then you can read their own documents and see where they admit all this. We're running Black Friday specials through Cyber Monday tomorrow. And all the specials are running right now. New specials have been kicking off every day. They're peaking today. A bunch of them must end tomorrow because BrainForce, our great brain pill, nootropic, is 50% off and free shipping, unprecedented. Colloidal silver, 67% off, plus free shipping. Amazing. Supermel Vitality, 50% off and free shipping. We've had a 50% off before, but never free shipping on top of it. That's unprecedented. InfoWars, high-quality storable foods, private-labeled My Patriot Supply, 50% off to get around the different rules and contracts they have. They let us do that, but only a few times a year. And free shipping. We've never done that. 50% off and free shipping because the shipping's the big part. All ProPure water filtration systems, 25% off. Free shipping. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Free shipping. Living Defense, 50% off. That's the deparasite. Free shipping. Prostagard, 50% off, plus free shipping. Plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Floralife, 33% off probiotic. And we have the digestive enzyme Carnivore that helps you digest meats and proteins and fats and everything so much better. It's really amazing. That's a brand new product that is mega discounted out of the gates because I want you to try it. But whatever you do, when you commit and buy some of the products, you're getting great products and supporting an organization that is, people always say, can't believe you're still alive. Why are you still alive? Because of the grace of God, and because if they kill me, it'll highlight everything I've ever said or done. But they're trying to kill my name, they're trying to assassinate my character, and they're trying to financially take us down. And if they can get that done and then kind of minimize me, then they'll have some guys drop by. But here's the thing. I've already done a lot of damage. They can't just make it about Alex Jones. And I think they've kind of figured that out now. And so we're really turning the tide. And, you know, I've had the head of the Kissinger Group one time try to get me to go join him, and I've had that happen. Now I'm getting contacts from the highest levels of the global system, not to sell out, but yeah, okay, we're winning. How do we help? So people know what's going on behind the scenes to us as well. And there's a lot of forces in the world. So people should know that. But I'm ready for the fight. I want to see where this battle leads. I want to go on to the end to quote the great Winston Churchill in World War II. We shall fight on the landing fields. We shall fight in the valleys. We shall fight in the cities. We shall fight with growing strength and confidence in the air. Somebody pull up that famous speech. I've always tried to find the full speech. You can't. Like in an Iron Maiden Aces High, they have one version where it intros it. We shall fight. We shall never surrender. But just Winston Churchill's speech, we shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender. I think you can probably find the full speech. I want to read it on air. Because it's not about showing off that you're tough. It's not about having all the answers. It's not about being pigheaded. It's about, I know the globalists are evil. I know they're out to hurt society. I know they have committed to corruption because they believe that'll give them more power. They think the fact that I have a conscience or you have a conscience that we're weak. And I'm committed. I believe in God. I believe in justice. I've already seen providence. And whatever happens, I know that I'm committed to this fight. And I ask God on air. Many times in the last 20, 30 years, you heard me, 22 years, say, God, I don't tell you what to do. Just help me fight the evil. Help me be stronger. Help me be good. Lead God and direct me. And whatever happens to me, I'm ready for that. I'm ready to be sacrificed if it's for the greater good, because that's what my spirit wants. And now I look at this, and it's like God is giving me exactly what I asked for. It's even more humbling. So it's not like I have a death wish or any of that, but it's like, the more danger we get in, the deeper we go, the stronger we fight, it's like I get closer and closer to God as I'm doing it. As I get closer to the enemy at the same time, whatever amount of power we need to defeat the enemy, God just keeps ramping it up. And it's like unbelievable. It's so spiritual. It's so real. It's so powerful. It's so archetypal. I look at these lost people out there, all arrogant and tied into themselves, and they have no idea that just turning loose into God, the universe is theirs. Now, take Trump. He's delivered on the economy, delivered on the border, delivered on NAFTA, GATT, TPP, and so much more. They say he's a liar, he's a fraud, because they're frauds. And then he gives a positive message to the troops saying, things have changed, things are better, you're doing a great job, I'm working hard. They turn that around like he's bragging. Compare that to the Democrats. Here's Trump in his message to the troops on Thanksgiving.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces, and we're going on live right now, and surrounding me is a lot of press. Better me than you, believe me, fellas, better me than you. It's an honor to speak with you all and to give God thanks for the blessings of freedom and for the heroes who really have this tremendous courage that you do to defend us and to defend freedom. So we want to thank you all very much. For each of you, I know it's hard to be away from home at this time of the year. We're doing well at home. The economy is doing really great. When you come back, you're going to see with the jobs and companies coming back into our country, and the stock market just hit a record high. Unemployment's the lowest it's been in 17 years. So you're fighting for something real. You're fighting for something good. A lot of things have happened with our country over the last very short period of time, and they're really good. They're really good. I especially like saying that companies are starting to come back. Now we're working on tax cuts, big, fat, beautiful tax cuts. And hopefully we'll get that, and then you're going to really see things happen. So as we give thanks for this holiday, I know I speak on behalf of all Americans when I say that we totally support you. In fact, we love you. We really do. We love you. And this is a Thanksgiving that you won't forget, because you're in a very different part of the world than you were used to, but boy, are you doing a job there. And thank God for you. Thank God for you.
So, the media, as you all already know, I know that's from 4 or 5 days ago, that's a lifetime now in media, but I wanted to air that because there they are saying, A, the economy isn't doing great like he said, B, oh, Trump's taking credit for things being better. Meanwhile, what do you think people overseas want to hear? You're helping America. Your family's doing better. We're all doing better. Thank you for what you've done. And they just can't stay. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is in this gray, frumpy atmosphere. You know, he's got huge mansions and all this wealth. With being a communist, it's all about looking like he's all frumpy. You know, and he's sitting there. And he's like, oh, things are terrible. America's horrible. Worst thing ever's happened. Blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on with some weird, like, upbeat cult music in the background. Here's a few clips of that.
I don't have to tell anybody that from a political point of view, this has been a horrendous year. It appears that almost every day there is something coming out of the White House that is embarrassing, that is destructive, that is horrific. Our job now is we enjoy this holiday with our family and our friends, is not only to take on Trump's divisive actions, his desire to divide us up based on the color of our skin, or our sexual orientation, or where we were born, or our religion, or whatever. Not only do we have to take him on, we have to do something else. And that is move this country forward.
Forward is a communist term. Now, specifically when he uses it, he knows what he's doing. This is a guy that knew Hillary stole the nomination from him and rolled over. This is a disgraceful pig. Communism is a hell everywhere. If someone wants it, move there. Now, coming up, I'm going to get more into North Korea, more into Black Friday, more into the next shoe to drop with the Secret Service and the pedophile rings that are about to get exposed. Top Secret Service agents now getting ready to go public.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
William Campbell, somebody who really ought to be watching out. He's the FBI informant of Uranium One, one of them. The Democrats have put gag orders in. The Justice Department, that is totally rogue against the president, put gag orders in, trying to keep him from testifying to Congress. Can you imagine what he knows? It's incredible. That is coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to play this clip because, again, it's par for the course. MSNBC guest, Republicans are domestic terrorists. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Ferdinand Armandi, if he hates America so much, why didn't he just move to the Middle East? Oh, no. He's going to come here and make us live the way he wants us to. He's going to join in a race-based, culture-based Democratic Party that's anti-Christian, anti-America, and actually create what he claims he's fighting. These people don't play by the rules, folks. They want to assault the American system. They know what they're doing. During a segment, this is on Infowars.com, on Saturday's broadcast, MSNBC AM Joy, the liberal network, allowed a Democratic pollster to call for his political enemies to be arrested and put in prison for failing to adhere to the variety of left-wing viewpoints. Well, hey, bro, go to Venezuela where they're eating their own dogs, or I guess they already ate those. I mean, go there where you can arrest everybody and live out your big fantasy world where you're the big tough guy. See, our forebears knew about dirtbags like you. It's why we have a Second Amendment if you try to come put us in your little forced labor camp where limp willies like you dream of. Guess what? History outpaced you. Your dreams of global communism and global socialism are over, dirtbag. You failed. But here you are on the failed network, sputtering and spewing like a colon, bleeding, filthy lies. Here it is.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic.
Back it up. You've been in power, turdbag. What has Venezuela done for the people? What has Cuba done? What has China done where they have top generals that are billionaires and slave factories? I mean, if you talked about Apple and slave factories and suicide nets, and if you talked about Islam cutting women's genitals off, and then you wanted to bitch about the Republican blue blood scum, I'd listen to you. But you sit here in this free society bitching all day. You have no credibility. You don't have the moral high ground, snot nose. And they sit up there with all these anachronisms and all these fossils. I don't mean because they're old. I mean, they all sit up there all pissed, like, we're upset. We have moral high ground. This country sucks. Screw America. We all got our own TV shows, damn it. It's so racist. And they just harp and harp and harp, trying to sabotage their listeners and viewers. Here, let's go ahead and play this guy.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic terror group. And what I think the American people should consider when they ask themselves that question, with a party that has done nothing to help the American people, is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
So, Democrat pollster calls for locking conservatives up. Calls for mass arrest of conservatives. I mean, that's what you just heard. Democrat pollster, MSNBC, calling for arresting Republicans. Well, that's what they want. They want to claim Russians stole the election, kick out all the Republicans that got elected, have new fake elections like Venezuela, then have a new permanent state, and they've said shut down the independent press and arrest their opposition. It'll be like Venezuela, though. You don't work, so you'll starve to death, you little bastard.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they.
Fernand Armandi, a Democratic Party pollster, let it slip yesterday on MSNBC of what he really thinks of the American people and what he thinks of conservatives, who are roughly about 45% of the population. Got about 35% that call themselves liberal, another 15-20% that won't say who they are, but a large portion, close to half, consider themselves conservative, and it is in countries that are more free market or what you'd call conservative. I call that quite liberal in a modern sense, very Renaissance, very Enlightenment-based. He says it's time to vote them out, and then, once they're back in power, arrest us. Now, what did the weathermen back in the 70s get caught in federal court doing? That their plan to bring in a collapsed economy, have an emergency reorganization, take control of the military, and then arrest 50 million people, and they said 25 million would have to be killed. And everywhere you hear the left say, we want violent revolutions, we want violent overthrows. They had a failed attack November 4th that they had planned to go out and kill cops and overthrow things. There were some shootings, there were some stabbings, there were some attacks, but it was a dud. But when you hear the MSNBC guest hosts say Republicans are domestic terrorists, it's time to arrest them. Remember, Antifa, funded by George Soros, is calling for the overthrow of the government and violence. They're calling for all this. They've been listed as terrorists by the feds and in multiple states because they've done it. They wear masks. They attack people. But this guy, he shows up and he says, arrest people. Once we get the power, we want to end the political system and not let there be debate. We know you want to ban words. We know you want to ban the family. We know you're a power cult. And we know you hate the producers. And that's God's logic. Because people like this in Venezuela and in North Korea and everywhere else, once they get full control, everybody starves to death because they won't produce. They just march around bitching all day and complaining in the freest, most open country in the world. Not to mean we're perfect, but to look at this type of seditious garbage, these people are authoritarian cancer. They tried cop killing nationwide with their whole leftist Black Lives Matter movement. Hundreds of cops got killed to have the strong cities come in with the Loretta Lynch to intimidate local government, to have the UN take over policy of local police departments turning cops into SJWs. And they said, it will stop having our people kill you. It took the police from being kind of establishment to being anti-New World Order. You idiots think the cops on average are cowards like you? And that killing a bunch of them or shooting a bunch of them or intimidating them, saying, give in to us or we'll kill you and we'll indict you and we'll arrest you and we'll set you up. You thought the intimidation worked. All it did was fully convert the police out of being somewhat awake to totally awake. Does that mean there's bad apples? Absolutely. Does that mean cops are perfect? No. The point is they're local, they're diverse, they're different. They're not globalist. They still have American values. And now they know who you are, scum. So let's play this guy who openly says that he wants to politically take over and then arrest everybody, just like they've said. Overthrow the election, have Mueller say it's fraud, say all Republicans elected were Russian influence, have a new election, Homeland Security before Obama left, already federalized elections, that's in place. Then have new elections, a one-party system. They have a plan. It's been in Atlantic Monthly, and it's been in Salon, and it's been in all the establishment tripe publications where they communicate openly. I tell you what they're writing, and then other MSM says it's insane, it's not happening, trying to keep you in the dark. It's up to you. You've been warned. The good news is we're starting to rout them, so they're getting more desperate and more open about what they want to do. He wants to arrest every Republican, every conservative, and get you in a dungeon. And he's in a black uniform, and he comes in there, and he's in charge, and finally he gets to be a man because you're chained up against the wall. It's what he says. He goes, I want you in prison. I want to have my way with you. This is a flaming authoritarian dirtbag. Let me give you news, scumbag. You'll never crush our spirit. You'll never defeat us. This isn't the poor Russians you dominated, or it isn't the poor Cubans. This is America. And you may have turned half the public into zombies, but you didn't get us all, boy. So here he is.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic terror group. And what I think the American people should consider when they ask themselves that question, with a party that has done nothing to help the American people, is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
So there you go. Arrest them. I mean, I should compile all the clips where they say, arrest us for our views. They have a law that if you don't say G or Z or whatever the weird word is for a transsexual or whatever the new term is I'm supposed to use, that you get arrested. This is about you use the word mother and father, you're arrested. We're a cult. That if you want to trigger them, bake a pie. You want to trigger them, have a family. You want to trigger them, love God. You want to trigger them, work hard. You want to trigger them, be good. They are a collection of spoiled, rotten, narcissistic people who literally want to dominate alphas. They don't understand. Alphas just want to build us a civilization. These false alphas want to pull it all down. They are cancer. Look at this right here. This is Soros sheltering $18 billion the IRS can't touch, he admits, to overthrow the conservative nationalist movement happening all over the world. Guess what? No amount of your money will work anymore, son. No amount of it will work anymore. People are aware, you know, you and your family and Alex, your son, all of you, good luck. You just keep that spirit cooking going. You just keep hoping you sit there and do all those rituals, which they publicly go to. This guy goes to Aleister Crowley rituals. His son does all of them. You may think Aleister Crowley gave you power while we were asleep, boy. We're not asleep anymore. It's a new season. You will burn. And if I'm the match, so be it. If I'm the burning man to bring you down, if you destroy me, it's only fitting I'm the fire to consume your house. I will consume you. I commit to it on the altar of God. I commit before God and all the saints that I'm ready to be used as a battering ram, to be thrown away. God can throw me in the ditch when he's done. I don't ask my God for power. I ask my God to unleash his vengeance on you. And God is unleashing the vengeance. Now, for every 100,000 we bring in, we defeat his tens of millions he spends. Our Black Friday special's going. Free shipping store-wide on everything. 50% off of more than 20 items. A lot of these specials end tomorrow, like Brain Force and Super Mill Vitality and Organic. Super high quality. A whole bunch of new highest quality essential oils. They're at cost of 50% off. I don't want you to see how great they are. Caveman, still 50% off. Bone Broth, support us. Pray for us. Buy the products. It's how we fund the operation. It's a win-win. We don't sit there and use taxpayer money like Soros does and like MSNBC does and then use it against you. We just have products you need. If you want to buy them, they're at great prices. Then it funds what we're doing, and it thumbs your nose in their face. It basically jabs ice picks in their brain. I mean, it's beyond that. When you fund us and share the links and spread the word, it's just spiritual victory over them. It's just will your domination over those that would dominate you. It's the spirit of fighting back. Huge sales, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we answer the phone and take your orders. 888-253-3139. So much more coming up on the other side. But just there they are admitting how they want to put us in prison camps and break our ribs and just dominate us. And imagine what they'll do to our wives and children. Well, guess what? We're going to live on our feet, not on our knees.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm not going to give President Trump a pass when he betrays his constituents, even if it's being done because the bureaucracy is blocking his agenda. Still doesn't matter. We have to draw attention to it because it's so incredibly important. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And we're not Democrats here that are just cult-like following a party or a leader, feeling like we're part of the power structure, feeling like our team is in office. Trump has been delivering on the economy. He's been delivering on our sovereignty. He's been delivering on America First and all the different criminal special interests that have hijacked this country are incredibly upset about that. But that said, Trump said that he was for decriminalization of marijuana. Now, I think marijuana is really strong. I think it's become a serious drug. But I believe we should decriminalize drugs because statistics show, just like making liquor illegal, it only makes there be a larger, profitable black market in it and actually proliferates the use of whatever you turn into a black market and makes it sexy. And history's shown that. Well, he's got Attorney General Sessions in there who would like to dial back to the days of reefer madness and give you 20, 30 years in prison if you're caught with a marijuana cigarette while they're handing out billions of pills every year of serious weaponized opium, 10 times stronger than heroin. But as long as it's from a doctor, it's okay. That's what Elvis Presley always thought as he injected speed and took pain pills and took injections in his back every day. He called it an attack. Multiple times a day, a doctor came in with a big old envelope full of pills and shots. But boy, he was part of the Nixon task force to fight drugs. And he was a deputy and even had a little federal marshal badge. And he was big on that. There's a famous photo of Elvis Presley with Nixon in the White House. It's a black and white photo. Their heads are by each other. And Elvis Presley looks like he's bombed out of his gourd. But he's there, part of an anti-drug event. I mean, it is just amazing. And I'm not bashing Elvis Presley, but give me a break. Half these hillbillies are on heroin type drugs that are over the counter or prescription that they get from a pharmacy. But then they're the ones that want to throw you in jail for marijuana. So that's a big hypocritical issue that we're dealing with. And there's some other areas. But bigger than that is this. Trump administration picks pro-vaccine CDC director who's even talked about making it mandatory. After backing candidate Donald Trump last year, anti-vaccine activists may feel betrayed in his administration's latest move to name vaccine advocate Brenda Fitzgerald to run the CDC. At the same time, the medical community will likely breathe a sigh of relief on the nomination. And it goes on how the person is pro-forced vaccine. Now, here's an article from earlier this year when he was president-elect. Donald Trump appoints vaccine conspiracy theorist Robert Kennedy Jr. to lead vaccine committee. So if you read the inserts where it's admittedly caused deaths and miscarriages and all the rest of it, there's all these horrible side effects. If you read that, that comes with the vaccine, you are a conspiracy theorist. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s had family that was damaged by it. Barron Trump reportedly got hurt pretty bad but bounced back from a vaccine. He's running around at 18 months old. They give him that third round of shots. He has a convulsion. He was talking and running around. Now he wasn't talking for a while. That'll wake you up real quick. But when you go to the clinic or go to the Walgreens or go to the wherever, they don't tell you there's an insert that's got thousands of words on it that folds out on little thin Bible paper that tells you all the horrible side effects and all the horrible things it can do to you and the fact that they are telling you they have no liability when you take it. So it's like signing a contract in blood, your body, but you never see it. Then they have all these vaccine fact websites that don't tell you anything except that a vaccine's never hurt anybody, but they're not scientific. They're not the vaccine inserts. They're not the studies. They're not the facts. They're there to lie to you. Here's an example. I was at lunch today, and one of my mother's friends was there, a nice person I've known for decades. And they were talking about how my newest daughter has glowing eyes and is so alert at 6 months old, and they've never seen a baby this smart or alert. And I said, actually, babies were like this before all the vaccines. And I've interviewed nurses all over the country, and this has been in the news before, even mainstream news, where until about 6 years ago, they would never give a preemie a vaccine. And until 6 years ago, the policies changed federally. There's no law, it's just policy through the health system, that you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine because it said on the inserts can cause miscarriage. Now, since they started giving vaccines to women when they're pregnant, a few years later, they've had a massive increase in miscarriages in the U.S. tied to vaccines. That's mainstream news. So they don't even know how to cover this up properly. But the issue I'm getting at here is 6 years ago, they started giving preemies shots. Didn't matter if they weighed 3 pounds or 2 pounds. So they started noticing they were dying when they were giving them the shots many times. There it is, NBC. Study linking early miscarriage to flu vaccine puzzles doctors. Puzzles you? The inserts say it can cause miscarriage. You don't. You have some outside thing enter the body. The body has an autoimmune response. Then it rejects the baby. Everybody knows that if a pregnant woman gets stung by a bee, many times they'll have a miscarriage because the body goes into autoimmune response. It's the same thing. Most of the vaccine damages, again, are just like what you see happening with bee stings. But it's a lot more toxins, a lot more chemicals, a lot more pathogens, and your body is flipping out. And that's why if you have one vaccine damage, if you have a bad reaction once, now they'll quietly tell adults you might not want to take it again. It happened to one of our crew members a few months ago. The doctor said you can't ever take vaccines again. It'll make kill you now that you've had this response. But see, babies, they can't talk. So they just say, hey, it's fine. Your kid never talked. Yeah, my kid did talk. Well, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Your 18-month-old never talked now. We'll be in diapers the rest of your life. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll get into this report out of the Daily Mail. Don't tell me what to put in my body. More than 50 hospital employees fired for refusing to get flu shots, even clerks who don't see patients. But here's the bigger news. Vaccines, they admit flu shots don't protect you from the flu. And now people are getting measles, mumps, rubella, and flu who have the flu shot. In fact, it's lowering your immunity. And they want to force people to do this so these big companies can force things into our bodies and set that dangerous precedent, just like all the secret testing that's gone on in this country and across the world. So when we come back, one of the biggest forces of tyranny and oppression we face is medical tyranny. And we're going to talk about most nurses you talk to will tell you they just say they gave each other the shots, but don't really take them because they see the adverse results, not just in children and babies, but adults. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, the 26th day of November, 2017. Coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central, we kick off a 36-hour live continued transmission with myself and the rest of the great crew and so many important guests and breaking news. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. You can find the live links there on the main pages or at Infowars.com/show. So, everybody knows about tens of thousands of declassified secret studies, many of which were lethal against foster children, U.S. troops, poor black people, poor white people, usually disenfranchised groups that can't speak for themselves as easily or who don't have the money to stand up for themselves. Well, think about newborn babies who get on average about 8 shots at birth. By the time they're 18 months old, they get about 45 to 50 shots. Now, I believe in learned immunity. I know it's a scientific fact. It has a lot of side effects. 600 years ago, they learned in England with a toothpick how to take the cowpox or the smallpox and put it into a person under the skin. And they knew if you get it in the skin, that's your immune system. They just knew from wives' tales that it was better to get it through the skin and end up breathing it in or something, and then you'd get it in, you know, internally and all over your body, and or you'd get it when you were already run down, and it would end up killing you. But if you got it when you were well, then a lot of times it didn't kill you. So we know that's a real science. So it was about 5 years ago. I got really sick of allergies, so I went into a medical allergy place, and they had a nice female doctor there, MD, and they scratched my back for a couple hours with hundreds of different allergens. And it was all the stuff I knew I was allergic to. Elm and oak and cedar and hay fever and, you know, just certain grasses. And strangely enough, it's a lot of northern grasses. I've never even really been in the north, but I was allergic to a bunch of those. And I had to buy an EpiPen that I sat with, and I went there for about a year. and it helps some. Little tiny needle, you know, in the fat of the stomach with just a little bit of stronger and stronger dosages that they'd mixed up at the time I first did it, kept in a refrigerator, of what I was allergic to. And they built up the dose. And some days it'd make me turn red and I'd itch. And a few times it kind of, you know, made my made me get red spots on my body. I mean, I was having an autoimmune response. And it helped some. About a year into it, it didn't help a ton, but it helped some. I quit doing it. But I had to have an EpiPen. I think it was like $300. And I had to have that EpiPen with me, and I had to sit for 10 minutes after each time that they did it to make sure I didn't have an autoimmune response and my trachea close and my brain swell up and I die. Now, in all the vaccine inserts, dozens and dozens of times per insert, I've shown these here many times, you can pull them up online, the actual vaccine inserts. Go to a Walgreens, go to a CVS, and say, can I have an insert for that flu vaccine? Or for MMR. And by law, they're supposed to give it to you, though they never want to. And if you get it, and you sit there and you read it, and it'll say autoimmune this, autoimmune that, may cause pancreatitis, it's so bad, you may lose your pancreas, and then they'll call it type 1 diabetes. Or genetic diabetes, not sugar-induced. So, think about that. It says will cause autoimmune responses. Now, your baby at the third round, generally when they really hammers them, and baby boys, doctors have known for thousands of years, since the time of Hippocrates, aren't as strong as little girl babies. They have thinner blood-brain barriers. Men can't take as many. Men are physically stronger, but metabolically not as strong as women. And you can see why. Women have to have childbirth before in primitive conditions. So women are tough as nails compared to men when it comes to their whole metabolic system, endocrine systems, gunshot wounds, everything. Women can take bigger car wrecks, whole nine yards. So that's why 80%+ of the autistic children are boys. Because environmentally, pesticides, everything else that males are getting hit with in utero, they found as well, is having a bigger effect on boys. But it's getting the girls too. So this is all scientific fact. Look it up for yourself. And I know most of you know this, but your friends and family don't. You've got to talk to them. You've got to educate them, because just getting an allergy shot can kill an adult. And they make you have an EpiPen, but they don't tell you when you go in to give your children, hey, they may have a convulsion from an autoimmune response, or their trachea may swell shut. And you see the stories of kids dying on the way home in the car, swelling up, red, can't breathe, hospital acts dumb. They had an autoimmune response, just like peanuts can kill somebody. Of course. And that's the number one thing. There's a bunch of other things that happen. A lot of the autoimmune response that happens in the gut. And then it creates whatever's in the vaccine, an autoimmune response in the gut to the child. So whatever the vaccine was grown on, eggs, animal tissue, you'll have an allergy against meat. That's now happening. And they know that vaccines are directly leading to much of the new allergies that we see that are skyrocketing. And children's cancers are skyrocketing. And again, I'm not a medical doctor or a scientist. I can read their own reports. So we're being bombarded. So imagine the nurses, they know you give preemie shots. The bioethics board of the hospital orders them to. Big Pharma runs it. They give them the shots. Then they put them on respirators, or they get defibrillators out when their hearts stop. And we've had the nurses on. This has been in the news. Now, do you think those nurses know it's bad? I've had four children. They knew by the third time to not even say anything to me. But by the third time, they went, we know none of us want to take them too. We've all gotten sick. We've all gotten sick. And I've had the last medical doctor that delivered my latest daughter knew all about it. And he said, I agree with Trump. We're giving too many too early. They need to be tested more and we need to space them out. I've seen the problems. And then I separately went in for a medical checkup for some insurance. And the nurse lady knew who I was, but didn't really know what I covered. She was saying, whatever you do, I used to work in a preemie ward. This is a couple months ago. Don't ever give, you know, don't give your new daughter any vaccines. It'll cause an autoimmune response. They all know, folks. They know this stuff. And I'm not Mr. Goody Two-Shoes up here, but I care about kids. If they had clean, good vaccines for you name it, I want them. I mean, I went to a clinic once a week for a year and got natural vaccines, and I had an EpiPen with me. And a couple times I went and said, Doc, I'm getting red spots all over me. You know, do I jam this in my thigh? They said, no, are you having trouble breathing? And I said, you know, put the blood pressure deal on me and everything. That's just a little bit of pollen that they mixed into some clean water. Imagine what all those attenuated viruses and bacteria and these dirty labs, and since the mid-80s, they've got a vaccine damage fund that's paid out billions and billions of dollars. They have secret courts that even handle it. We've had MKUltra mind control. We've had Tuskegee injecting black people in the vaccines, telling them it's a vaccine and giving them syphilis. We've had the troops radiated and given deadly vaccines. And then they go, oh, conspiracy. Vaccines never hurt anybody. But everybody knows they took the flu shot, they got sick. Everybody knows they took the tetanus shot and they almost died. My grandmother, who died in January, they told her she got polio from the polio vaccine. They gave her the first one. A month later, they said, you need this new strain. They gave her the new strain. And a week later, she got that strain. My grandmother was in a wheelchair for 50 plus years. They told her back then. The swine flu they gave in the 70s killed more than 15,000 people. And now they're firing nurses. One company just fired 50. All over the country every day, even if they work in the front office doing paperwork, because they want the cult members forced to do it, so they'll force you to do it. Just like I started making cops a few years ago have GPS in their cars, and I said, watch. Soon they're going to do it to everybody, because that's what all of this is about. And there is a medical tyranny of social engineers manipulating and controlling us. They just admitted that the anthrax shot hurt tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of troops, and was experimental and illegal, and they knew it didn't work, but they were testing it on the troops because it was all a big medical experiment that remains secret. We don't know why they did it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I want to close the transmission out with a piece by Paul Joseph Watson titled Creepy Joe Biden. Now, the video is extremely powerful. There's hours of him groping children, parents swatting his hand away, Attorney General Sessions swatting his hand away. But imagine if Judge Roy Moore was on video groping women and children like this. And we have Secret Service agents that have gone public now and said that he was all over women and children as bad as Weinstein. So as all this comes out, it just shows how power mad these out of control individuals are. So we're going to air this report. You can see the video at Infowars.com/show right now. It adds a whole other dimension to it in an unfortunate way. You've also got Dan Bongino coming out, former high-level Secret Service agent, saying the Clintons better watch it or he'll release the info about them and the pedophile airplane, the Lolita Express. So that's an important story up on Infowars.com. This whole house of cards, literally, Kevin Spacey included, is coming down, with the police saying more criminal investigations ongoing, more sex abuse in Hollywood as the dominoes begin to fall. And then I'll be back tomorrow live, kicking off at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country with a special 4-hour global transmission, but my broadcast is always 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I want to thank all the affiliates and more and all the great listeners and crew. Thank God for all of you. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report.
In light of the sexual abuse scandal sweeping the entertainment industry, the media, and Washington, D.C., we need to talk about creepy Uncle Joe. Well, that's not my invention. That's what the Washington Post labeled him back in 2015. Although written in a weird tongue-in-cheek style, the article cites numerous instances where Joe Biden made women uncomfortable by touching and grabbing them. But here's something way creepier than that. The way Uncle Joe behaves around children. Now, let's be clear. Joe Biden has admitted no wrongdoing, No accusations of sexual harassment have been leveled against him, at least publicly. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. But we need to talk about this because one Twitter thread alone, posted by activist and commentator Richard Mills, highlighting the subject, has been retweeted nearly 20,000 times. This is going viral. Biden is also signaling that he plans to run for president in 2020. Current polls show that Biden would beat Trump. This could become a major issue on the campaign trail. So let's take a look. This is probably the most famous example. Biden leans uncomfortably close to a 13-year-old girl, whispers something in her ear, then tries to kiss her as she instinctively jerks away.
Thank you.
Nice to see you guys.
Now, this one actually made the news at the time. They said the 13-year-old girl, Margaret Coons, didn't think what Biden said or did was creepy. Except, she didn't say anything. It was her father, Senator Christopher Coons, who claims she said that. I reached out to Margaret Coons to clarify whether or not she thought it was creepy and to ask her what Biden said. I received no response. The official story is that Biden was reassuring the girl that his own daughter was 13 when he was sworn in and not to be nervous about being in front of cameras. Except that in all the years Biden was sworn in as senator, his daughter was never at the age of 13. But I'm sure that that's all completely normal. In this clip, Biden appears to grope the chest area of a little girl. The close-up shows her visibly pull away right as it happens. But I'm sure that's completely normal. Biden seems to have a thing for touching, smelling, and stroking girls' hair, as seen in this clip. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden strokes the girl's hair before whispering something in her ear.
Did you tell the vice president?
There we go.
He then asks for a picture with the girl alone.
Can I just alone?
Senator Jim Risch then says, "Dad's going to stand pretty close."
Dad's going to stand pretty close.
Biden appears to tell the girl, quote, "If I was young."
By the way, if I was young, and I had to change parties.
But I'm sure that's all completely normal. In this clip, Biden kisses a young girl three times as she squirms uncomfortably while he says, "Don't tell anybody." But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden tells a girl, quote, "No serious guys until you're 31, which is one of his favorite things to say to children.
Lucky man.
He's having fun. Thank you, sir.
No serious guys until you're 31.
He then poses with the girl for a photo while putting his hand around her midriff. And then whispers something into her ear. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden asks another of his favorite questions, how old the child is.
Come on over.
Before weirdly stroking the face of her younger sister.
Grandpa's one of the big guys.
That's nice of you to
say. No, I'm not saying. He knows I do.
The mother seems keen to leave quickly. But I'm sure that's all completely normal. In this clip, Biden again tells a young girl, no dating until you're 30, before putting his hand near her breast.
You remember what I told you last time I saw you? Do you remember what I told you?
Smile.
No, not smile. No date till you're 30.
All right.
But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, a young girl catches Biden's attention. He then asks the six-year-old girl if she's 17.
Beautiful child. How old are you? 17? Oh, six.
He then begins stroking the girl's face before her mother draws attention to the cameras.
Hey, do you have any other family? Think about all those cameras?
Biden then strokes the girl's hair again and tells her, you guessed it.
No dates or boys till you're 30 years old.
He then strokes her hair and kisses her again. He then grabs on her face and hair again. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip where Biden is meeting three teenage girls, he trots out his favorite line.
Three teenage.
I want to know if you have a big, big cancer.
Oh, I got a concertina wire.
All right, good. You need it. Just remember, no serious guys.
That's right. That's good advice.
One girl then calls out for her dad.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, let's get the senator in here.
Dad. And appears in a rush to leave the room. But I'm sure that was completely normal. The former vice president's behavior appears to extend to females of all ages. Here's Uncle Joe grabbing Ashton Carter's wife, Stephanie, before smelling her hair. She's obviously uncomfortable. But I'm sure that's completely normal. But seriously, imagine how the left would react if it was President Trump behaving like Joe Biden did. They'd be up in arms. They'd be calling for an investigation. Remember, they freaked out when Trump said he'd date his own daughter, which admittedly was a bit odd. So what about this? Last week, a Secret Service agent told Cassandra Fairbanks that Biden would, quote, mess with every single woman or teen, and that a Christmas get-together at the VP's house had to be cancelled, quote, because Biden would grope all of our wives' and girlfriends' asses. He also said that the service often had to protect female agents from him and that Biden was prone to parading around the VP residence late at night with no clothes on. I mean, stark, naked, Weinstein-level stuff, said the agent. During one alleged incident in 2009, Biden cupped the breast of a Secret Service agent's girlfriend during a photo, prompting the agent to shove Biden and almost hit him. The agent was subsequently suspended for a week, according to the source. Men would often stand in front of female agents and Navy women or create false pretenses to have them leave the room just to get them away from Biden, according to the agent. Best-selling author Ronald Kessler previously claimed in his book that Biden was fond of swimming naked and that female Secret Service agents found that offensive. Congress has paid out $17 million in secret settlements to victims of sexual harassment. Now again, this is just an accusation, but former Trump campaign official James Brower claims that Joe Biden is one of the individuals named in these sealed settlement deals. It would be incredibly naive to think that this isn't going to come up if Biden runs for president in 2020. Indeed, many on the left are terrified that it could sink Biden's campaign and hand Trump a second term. The Huffington Post, Salon.com, and The Daily Beast have all published articles recently begging Biden not to run for office. And again, no evidence of actual wrongdoing has been brought forward.